Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943. 1943, promo code Pastor Greg. 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Pastor Greg and get the greatest discounts MyPillow has ever given in their history and support Mike Lindell and his fight for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all Americans. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on tecntv.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. tecntv.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's tecntv.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you and God bless America.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio, hour number two. My. If you missed any of our first hour, I definitely encourage you to give it a listen. We had on the program Brian Bradley. He was sitting in for Michael Morris. We talked about free speech. We talked a lot about the Elon Musk situation. And the big news this morning, of course, is that Elon Musk now has a lawsuit filed against him. But of course he does, because he has pulled back the curtain and he has really begun to pave the way. All these billionaires that are sitting back here on the conservative side that are holding on to their dollars, guess what, folks? You know, it's great that we're starting. I'm on Clout Hub, love it. I'm on Getter, you know, all of it. I'm a great stuff, MeWe. I have had the owner of MeWe on here early on. That's all wonderful. But wouldn't it be something if we conservatives, somebody on our side, bought a majority interest in Facebook, a majority interest in the Instagram project, had a majority interest in Periscope, has a majority interest in TikTok. Wow. Then, now, the playing field gets leveled. Anyway, we talked about that. Also, Dr. Peter Vincent Pry was with us, and we talked about what's going on. Biden has eliminated two significant nuclear deterrents. One of them is the Sea Launch ballistic missile program, which is known as SLCM, S-L-C-M, Sea Launch missile program. And you can contact your senator at 202-224-3121 and tell them to stop dismantling our nuclear weapon protection. And the B-83, another thing that the Biden administration is scrapping. And this is one of the main ways that we would be able to get back at Russia if Putin decides to push the button. All right, my next guest, David Shostakis, is with us. I'm telling you, the attack and the assault is on all sides, on every front, foreign and domestic. That's why Ken Thorberg and I were talking yesterday about how important it is to understand who we are in Christ and how we need to pray against the darkness and act in the natural realm. David Shostakis, welcome to the program. Good to have you.
Thank you so much, Greg. It's great to be with you. I look forward to every Wednesday in the mid-morning to be able to spend time with you and your audience.
And I've got a copy of, or I've got a picture on my screen for my audience that's watching us at TECNTV.com or at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, which is the TECNTV feed. So you can watch TECNTV.com from the ChosenGenerationRadio.com website of Dave, the number 4AG.com. Make crime illegal again. Shostakis for Attorney General. We'll talk more about that in segment number two. I want to get into several of these cases kind of rapid fire. 303 Creative LLC versus Alinas. And this is how the MSN writes it. In which a Colorado web designer wants to refuse service to same-sex couples. Well, no, that's not actually the case. She does wedding websites. And she's saying, I can't, for religious reasons, because of my belief system, participate in a wedding that God calls an abomination in Scripture. And it's not a wedding. It's a joining together of two sodomites.
Yeah, this is very problematic, Greg, that they continue to take these kinds of approaches when it's, of course, been decided on several occasions involving a Masterpiece Cake Shop.
Yeah.
There's a variety of protections in the First Amendment, and this really isn't. It's very difficult to, because her decision is based on religion and it's couched in religious grounds. But the fact is there's something else about the First Amendment that has a speech component to these kinds of cases, and the speech component is that government. Not only are you free to say what you wish, but government cannot compel you to say something you do not wish to say. And this is the problem in this series of cases. And Colorado keeps going back to the same well and ignoring the previous rulings that essentially says the government cannot force you to say something that you do not wish to say. And the web designer in 303 Creative versus Alanis indicates that she does not want to say things that are in support of gay marriage. And the state of Colorado says she has to. And that's it. And that this is, she may have religious reasons for her decision, and that's a component. But one of the prime issues here is in terms of government compelling you to say something you don't want to say. And that affects everybody, whether they're religious or not,
right,
in terms of, so I think this is a case that people across the board should be concerned about, that the state of Colorado continues to try and make people who live there that are engaged in business, they continue to want them to say what the state of Colorado wants them to say. And
absolutely.
This is the problem, and there's no reason to believe that the Supreme Court will do anything other than it did it twice before in Masterpiece Cake Shop.
Which involved the state of Colorado, as you mentioned. It was the state of Colorado that was told, leave Jack alone at Masterpiece, because Masterpiece Cake wasn't saying we won't serve the gay or the homosexual community. It was just saying we're not going to do weddings.
They said they're not going to create a message that essentially it's not that they won't do weddings, because apparently it says, you know, congratulations, Mike and Dave. And that gives the impression that the Masterpiece Cake people sanction the union between Mike and Dave.
Right.
And Masterpiece Cake does not sanction such a thing. And that's the same thing in 303 Creative. She does not sanction such a thing, does not agree with it. And the government wants to force her to say that she agrees with it. This should be concerned to all Americans, whether they're involved in those situations, whether it's involved in religious liberty. That has to do with freedom of conscience. You know, it would be like saying that, you know, if you're, let's say you have a conservative bent or you're a Republican, and you choose not to produce the signs or mail pieces or whatever is necessary to support the campaign of a Democrat, because you disagree with the policies of the candidate who wants you to produce the signs. And now the government is saying, well, no, you have to produce the signs that you disagree with. So it's even while we have religious overtones because of the issues involved in both these matters, both Masterpiece and 303 Creative, it goes to the heart of free speech. Government can't make you say something you disagree with.
Well, imagine if somebody who was on the pro-traditional life side or traditional marriage side, you know, one of the one man, one woman, marriage organizations, went into a homosexually owned print shop and said, we want you to print a million signs that say marriage is only between one man and one woman. They would have the right to decide, no, I'm sorry, I don't support that. You know, this is our community. This is not what we believe. And to be able to say, you should go to the printer down the street that shares your values and your opinion, and go and do so. And we would applaud them and say yes, and we'd be standing with them in a case. If there was a case brought, we would stand with them and say, no, we don't want the government compelling them to have to print a sign, even though we firmly agree with the sign. That's not the point.
That's exactly right. That's not the point. You put together a perfect analogy for the flip side in terms of making someone who believes in the gay precepts, if you will, making them print a message or participate in a message that they disagree with. And the government should not be in a position to force them to do that as well. And so it is, in fact, a broad case,
Yes.
And this is the problem that the state of Colorado continues to have. They don't get it that you can't do that in America. You can't make people say things that they don't believe in.
Right.
That's unfortunately, that's why that's why they've challenged the whole situation regarding prayer in schools from years and years past. That's the premise of some parents don't want their children praying, so you can't make all kids pray. That's the same premise of that. And why Colorado continues to get it wrong and continue, I don't know. It's beyond me why they continue to insist upon trying to compel speech. That's no different than having people hold a gun and say everybody has to raise their right hand and say Heil Hitler.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to Alabama's redrawn congressional map. And this is, again, MSN frames this oh, it's a violation of the Voting Rights Act. But the reality is all it is doing, they've redistricted, but this doesn't, I don't know, it isn't targeting. I mean, the Democrats, it's interesting, the Democrats have done that here in Texas on numerous occasions, and Republicans have rolled over and let them redistrict. I know one particular Republican representative here in Texas that's not going to be able to win his district again because they split his district in half, and they've put him into a race that is now almost predominantly all Democrats.
Yes, this is the approach that happens in redistricting based upon who's in control of the legislature at the time the census comes up. And so it's not anything that's different or wrong. And besides all that, of course, the Alabama legislature drew new districts to account for changes in population, and then people sued. They didn't like the districts, and two lower courts that went along with that, but the Supreme Court stayed those decisions.
And now the Supreme Court will hear that case, and so that'll be an interesting piece. And then, of course, the other one, just real quick, that I wanted to get in that folks should be paying attention to, and that has to do with affirmative action. Ward Connerly was on the program yesterday a little bit talking about this case, but this is a significant case, too, because all this case is doing is saying, and this is a group of students at Harvard that are saying, Harvard, you can't limit the number of Asians that can enter your university based on some kind of quota. Whoever has the GPA, whoever has the ability, whoever has earned the right, that's who should be attending your school. Back with more after this.
Please tell me, apparently one of the whistleblowers is brave enough to come forward and give a name, or I would not have allowed you to come.
Yes, Senator. So we've got three whistleblowers who have given me permission at this point to share their name. Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Teresa Long, DOMPH, Dr. Samuel Sigloff, and Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Peter Chambers, DO and Flight Surgeon. All three have given me this data. I have declarations from all three. This data is under penalty. This is under penalty of perjury. We intend to submit this to the courts. We have substantial data showing that we saw, for example, miscarriages increased by 300% over the five-year average, almost. We saw almost 300% increase in cancer over the five-year average. Cancer is not being talked about except for by Dr. Ryan Cole. Thank you, doctor. We saw, this one's amazing, neurological. So neurological issues which would affect our pilots, over 1,000% increase. 1,000.
That's 10 times the rate, and obviously that resonates.
83,000 per year, I'm sorry, 82,000 per year to 863,000 in 1 year. Our soldiers are being experimented on, injured, and sometimes possibly killed. Dr. Corey, thank you so much for your stance on the corruption. That's precisely what it is. They know this. And, Senator, when these doctors are attacked, not necessarily the people in this room, I'm not giving names, they call me. I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. Senator, we also have, let me give you this last thing, and then I'll shut up and get out of your way. 9/28/2021. Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying it's a crisis of the unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated. And thank you so much, Senator, for having the courage to stand against these special interests. So,
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. This portion of the program brought to you by Patriot Mobile. You can go to patriotmobile.com/chosen and get a free activation, or call them today at 972-728-7468. That's 972-728-7468. Patriot Mobile is the only Christian conservative national mobile phone company. They are very proud to let everyone know where they stand, and they stand with us. Constitutional Biblical Patriots, patriotmobile.com/chosen, or call them today at 972-728-7468, 972-728-7468. Use the code CHOSEN and get a free activation. David Shostokas is my guest, and David is running for the Attorney General for the state of Illinois, and make crime illegal again. Gee, what an interesting concept, David. We're gonna make crime illegal again. Oh yeah, that's right. Because in many of these states, is that the case in Chicago? They can steal up to what, $950 worth of merchandise, and it's all good.
Basically, now it's $999.99.
Wow.
The current state's attorney in Cook County, Kim Fox, has taken the position that even though the law in the state of Illinois says $300 is a felony offense and a retail theft, she will not prosecute felony offenses for retail theft at in amounts below $1,000. And it appears to be that people, folks, go into retail stores with a calculator and fill up a shopping bag and say, "Oh, I'm at $999, and so I better take this," walk out of the store, and that just encourages so much lawlessness. And that's under the theory of the discretion that the office has. And while prosecutors do in fact have discretion, the reason for discretion is because there's limited resources, and you would like to think that they would prosecute everything. But of course, you only have so many prosecutors. You only have so many assets to do. So you have to make some decisions from time to time. But to have a blanket rule that you essentially rewrite the statute all on your own by asserting your prosecutorial discretion, that's just crazy, Greg. In worse theories, we talked about, you mentioned the retail theft, but there's even worse situations that have come up where there's been people that have actually been shot and killed, or somebody killed in a knife fight, and the office has declined prosecution on a theory that this was mutual combat, that the people knew what they were getting into, and so there was like consent to be killed. More or less.
I'm putting up on screen right now, here's a shoplifting suspect that's wanted in the 3rd District. WGNO has a portrait of this individual up. I don't believe they've been caught yet, but, here they are. I mean, they've got a box that they're filling, a box full of stuff. And they're, you can see the picture of them with that box full of stuff walking out the door. And, as you said, besides just, the taking of things, there's the dangerous side to this, which includes, knives and in some instances, weapons as well.
Yes, this is a real, real problem. And one of the things that people don't understand, because the Attorney General never exercises this authority, is that in fact the Attorney General can come in and prosecute cases that the state's attorney declines to prosecute. One of my favorite quotes of recent days is the new Attorney General of Virginia, Jason Mieres, who said basically to all the local prosecutors around Virginia, if your office does not prosecute these cases, my office will. And there's a clause in the enabling act of the Attorney General that indicates that the Attorney General can intervene or be involved in any case in which the state of Illinois is the real party in interest. And every criminal case is captioned "The People of the State of Illinois versus John Doe." So the Attorney General actually has authority over every criminal case in the state should he decide to exercise it. And this is something that's has not been exercised. They've not used that authority. And there are places that Cook County is where Kim Fox is at. And their failures over there spill over in other places. DuPage County is a neighboring county where Sheriff Mendrick does a wonderful job. Bob Berlin, the state's attorney over there, does a fantastic job. But I've been informed that one third of the inmates in the DuPage County jail are people from Cook County who have been released or undercharged or not properly prosecuted in Cook County. And so they don't do that. And so they don't get charged in their home county. And so they think they're free to roam all around, and they wind up in the jail. So these are things that the Attorney General can, in fact, do. And I would hope folks would have us do that to set a precedent for around the country. And it's Dave, the letter 4AG.com.
All right, Dave4AG.com, a constitutional originist and someone that wants to bring make crime illegal again in Illinois. You're going to hear a little bit of bluster about some last minute bills that were passed, but if you go down and you actually read the fine print, it doesn't go after the guy that just smash and grabs. It goes after, now they're going to try to define ringleaders, except that there's some problems with trying to define ringleaders, because the more that you specify, now the more you have to actually prosecute on intent. Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you, and God bless America.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg. 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Pastor Greg and get the greatest discounts MyPillow has ever given in their history, and support Mike Lindell and his fight for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all Americans. Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important... All right, hey, welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses, and make a couple of adjustments here. Well, I'm very excited to welcome to the program, Claire Lopez is our guest, and I also want to welcome my co-host for this segment, Mr. Rick Manning. Welcome aboard to both of you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I can't wait to put Claire through her paces today. This will be exciting. We're gonna have fun. So stay tuned. We're gonna make Claire dance.
Uh-oh.
Well, you know, there's, of course, a lot of activity and a lot of conversation taking place. My pastor, Vitaly, who is 28 miles to the southwest of Kiev, shared with me night before last that they're very concerned about what's happening in the south and the mounting of troops up in the north and or in the east, and that they believe that the eastern troops are going to be marching with the southern troops and attempting to try to crush the Ukrainians in between those two fronts on their way back towards Kiev. So he just asked for a lot of prayer, and of course, you know, they keep asking for additional military artillery and military equipment so that they can fight this fight. They don't want people. They don't want troops. They just want the ability to be able to defend their country. But in the midst of all that, Claire, we've got a lot that's happening in the Middle East. And you made mention about, you know, the threats that began even before Putin's invasion, and you wanted to make sure that we, you know, highlight the fact that Iran has been rattling its sabers in the Middle East, you know, for a while now. Talk to me a little bit about that, if you would, or how you'd like to present that.
Right. So, of course, we are in the month of Ramadan, which is basically a month of jihad attacks. They pray too. It began in early April, concludes in the first week of March this year. But you're right, just before the beginning of Ramadan this year, that would be late March or so, the commander of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, the IRGC, he is Major General Hossein Salami, issued a warning, a direct threat against those nations, quote, that have established political and security relations with the Zionist regime. And what he's talking about, of course, not only the Jewish state of Israel, but those that have joined it in the Abraham Accords. That would be the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Sudan, Morocco so far, but also those, you know, sympathetic to it behind the scenes, certainly Saudi Arabia. That's what he's talking about. So the fact that warning, very explicit, came just before Ramadan, the month of jihad, I thought was significant. And even before that, terror attacks inside of Israel proper had begun to take victims. We had attacks in Hadera, in Beersheba, in Bnei Brak, and now most recently in Tel Aviv. So because most of the Islamic terror proxies around the Middle East are armed, funded, trained, backed by the Iranian regime, the IRGC specifically and the Quds Force, you've got to at least, you know, consider that this is orchestrated, this is organized, and it's coming from Iran.
It's really, I'm looking at the Tel Aviv, there's a video of this up at the New York Post under the article, six dead, including alleged gunmen in apparent Israel terror attack. A gunman randomly killed at least five people when he opened fire on a busy street in Israel on Tuesday before he was taken out by the cops. But you can, you know, you can see him. I mean, he has an AR style rifle and turns it up and just starts randomly shooting at vehicles and people walking by. Anybody that's in the area, he's shooting at them.
By the way, that shooter, that attacker, is the son of a very high-ranking military officer in the Palestinian Authority.
Talk about the connection between the Palestinian Authority and these terror attacks. I mean, back in the 70s, we used to hear all about this all the time, right? About, you know, the PLO and so on and so on and so on. But now in the most recent years, you know, it's, oh, you know, the real bad guys here are somehow the Israelis, and yet we have these kinds of events to take place, and the Palestinians seem to be at the center of most of this activity. Am I off base?
No, not at all off base. It's very hypocritical, of course, and there was a statement issued by the office of Abu Mazen, the president, I guess for life, of the Palestinian Authority, condemning these attacks. But of course, it's insincere. I mean, you know, Islamic doctrine obligates Muslims to lie to infidels. That's the legal, Islamic legal obligation. So take that for what it's worth.
Hmm.
But just remembering, of course, that Ramadan is typically always a period of jihad attacks. That's what it's for.
Yeah.
As I said, yes, they do fast and they do pray. They skip lunch. But they use the month of Ramadan for terror, an upsurge. It's always, if you look at the statistics, it's always a period of time when Islamic terror attacks increase. That's what it's for. And these groups, individuals and or groups, you know, that formerly, you know, Fatah, the PLO, a part of the Palestinian Authority. That's who they are.
Claire, I wanted to ask you, because the Iranians have threatened anybody who's got a relationship with Israel, where does that leave Jordan? We don't think about Jordan much because King Hussein has been pretty, you know, he got in an airplane and went off and fought against ISIS, and everybody was all, you know, pretty excited.
You mean Abdullah, right?
Yeah, whoever's the, maybe King Hussein's an older version, but whoever's in the, Jordan itself is, has massive border with Israel, it obviously has, and so it's a, and many of the people who call themselves Palestinians are really were Jordanians. What's their status? What's happening with them? Are they vulnerable?
Well, Jordan is in a bit of a pickle, really, because, of course, the Hashemite kingdom of, you know, the current king, Abdullah, is not native to that area. It is a transplant out of Saudi Arabia. So they're constantly, and since the time of the 1920s, when Ibn Saud, you know, kicked them out of Mecca. They were the Sharifs of Mecca, we'll remember. But when Ibn Saud unified the tribes of Saudi Arabia, the Hashemites were kicked out of Mecca, and the British, having a soft spot for them, decided to gift them with a portion of the British Mandate, which was supposed to have been territory for the Jewish people, and gifted it to the now exiled, I guess you'd say, Hashemites. So they're in a tricky position. They've always been legitimately. Add to that the fact that a good number of Jordanians are actually Muslim Brotherhood, displaced Palestinians, Muslim Brotherhood. The monarchy is in a very delicate position. Now it has I think, acted mostly in recent times, since 1967, in a responsible way and a balancing force, cooperated in many things with Israel. I mean, there are all kinds of agreements, including natural gas and water between the two. But they're in a tricky position, and Abdullah, you know, is not secure in his position.
I'm just gonna maybe shift just for a second to our home front. I'm sure we've all been following with some interest the shooting that took place in the Brooklyn subway. 33 people now is the is the count of individuals that were impacted. It's really, you know, when you start opening fire
horrific.
Like that,
horrific.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
Yeah, the guy has been identified. Let me think what it Frank.
Frank James. Frank James. James.
Frank James, that's the name. Apparently a Muslim adherent of Louis Farrakhan's Nation of Islam. And his social media postings have showed crazy rantings, racist rantings against whites, against Asians. They've got to catch this guy.
Well, it seems that they've identified him now, but they don't have him in custody. Is that what your understanding?
My understanding is not yet. They're still searching for him.
Okay.
They're closing in. I mean, they're devoting in New York. They're devoting every resource to tracking this guy down and finding him, but they have not apprehended him yet.
Well, and I only bring that up as we're talking about Palestine. We're talking about, you know, terrorist attacks on the streets that are happening there in Israel. Folks, you know, this also speaks to, you know, the influences that are happening within our own country as well. And how much we need to be aware and on alert. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio after this.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943. 1943, promo code Pastor Greg. 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Pastor Greg and get the greatest discounts MyPillow has ever given in their history and support Mike Lindell and his fight for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all Americans. Hi, this is Pastor Greg for Cocolassus. Cocolassus, right here, folks. This stuff is absolutely delicious. Dark cocoa and black molasses. And talk about healthy. Wow. Vitamins, minerals, nutrients. This stuff is absolutely dynamite. And it tastes great. Just take a cup of hot water and take some Cocolassus, measure it out, and I'm going to get every last drop of it right here, boy. Take my spoon.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943. Promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my guests, Claire Lopez and Rick Manning, is my co-host for our segment. We were just kind of getting into a little bit of going over this shooter in Brooklyn and the posts that have been up and connections and so forth. One of the things that I was noting in Andy Ngo's piece is that the police have not declared him to be a suspect, but rather a person of interest.
Apparently today that has changed.
Okay.
And he is now called a suspect.
Okay. All right, very good.
Well,
I saw that in the news postings. I just was looking at what Mr. No, I'm on his mailing list as well. Yeah, here we go. Frank James, suspect in Brooklyn subway shooting, discussed violence. This is in YouTube clips, Claire.
Yes, I've watched some of that.
Apparently, he met their community standards.
Well, I guess, yeah. I mean, you know, so if you post a peaceful interview with Dr. Judy Mikovits on YouTube, they'll ban you for life. But if you post discussions on YouTube about your intention to go into the subway and shoot and kill people and perhaps how you're planning to accomplish that, not a problem. That is apparently all right.
Hard to figure. Eyes on Elon Musk, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, now...
YouTube isn't Google, but isn't Twitter. But yeah.
I see what you're saying. Right. Yeah, but the same thing.
Well,
yeah.
but I think, I guess we throw this out because, these kinds of things are of a security interest to our country. But we can talk about it, you know. Elon Musk and I believe the post was from Brittany Hughes put this out. Leftist social media elites hate Elon Musk because they genuinely believe they'd built an untouchable system of control. They're the wizard, and he yanked back the curtain. And of course, today he's going to fend off a lawsuit saying that he didn't make a particular filing. But the reality is that he is showing. People have talked about this, but he's showing and saying, look, these are publicly traded companies. So, you know, if Zuckerberg wants to be publicly traded, fine. We've got billionaires on our side that have our mindset that could start buying up Facebook stock.
Yes, we do. I think the interesting part, and this is what people have to realize about this, is the reaction of people on Twitter against Musk is directly the same reaction that they had when they realized that Twitter had been used as a tool to elect Donald Trump in 2016. It's the same, and their vow to never allow that to happen again is how we got to where we are with those social media platforms. But Musk is, in fact, if there ever was any sense that this wasn't happening, we now know it was, because the Twitter employees are saying this is our greatest value, is we censor people we don't agree with. That's how they view their company. So it is, they can't pretend, because their employees are declaring who they are and what they are. So.
But it also, Claire, I want to bring this to you regarding the security issue.
you know, when you've got somebody who's putting up these kinds of posts on YouTube, we've talked about these kinds of things in the past, terrorist attacks being plotted using social media platforms to send messages. Antifa was doing this when they were planning their assaults on particular cities. But the social media is available to these entities and seems to be a place where many of them send messages that should easily have been identified as threats.
Yeah, no, you're right, Pastor. It's a very uneven playing field, isn't it? Those who post things that are against their leftist ideology get flagged and censored and taken down, and things that agree with it are left up. Go back to the idea began with Karl Popper, but repressive tolerance. Repressive tolerance, basically, book in an essay later on, says that if it is revolutionary, if it's leftist, it doesn't matter. If it's violent, it's allowed. That's okay. But if it is against leftist ideology, even if it is not violent, then that is repressive and therefore must be removed. That's what the essence of that concept is.
I'm wondering this too. Over here in America, you know, they look at, we're able to see, and we look at these kinds of social media posts and we make, you know, some concepts or ideas about a profile of that particular individual. Are they able to do the same thing? I mean, when you look at, for example, the shooter who, you know, the terrorist attack that just happened that we talked about in Tel Aviv, would that kind of an individual be posting something somewhere out on the internet? Because I know they're pretty proud of their assault against Israel. Would they be putting something out like that? And how would that be used to identify potential threats?
You know, I don't know quite how widespread that would be on the Arabic language or other Middle Eastern languages postings. But I know that the Israelis are pretty good at following up on that kind of thing.
Well, one of the challenges probably would be that, you know, when you have the Palestinian government putting videos into their classrooms extolling the virtues of martyrdom against Israel, then you know basically everybody is, you know, that's part of the normative conversation. So it'd be hard to distinguish between normative conversation and somebody who is going to take it seriously. So I don't know how you distinguish those things, but I guess there's a way.
Well, you know, there are organizations like, what is it called? Palestinian Media Watch. Is that what it is? That track these things, these videos, these, sometimes cartoons aimed at little children, and post them on their web, Palestinian Media Watch. It exposes these things to post them and let people see what's going on. So does Memory, the Middle East Media Research Institute, does the same thing.
We don't have a lot of time left, but Claire, can you comment on the Saudi Arabia government video Joe Biden and Kamala Harris?
This was a skit that was done on Saudi TV, and it parodied Joe Biden, President Joe Biden, Vice President Kamala Harris, and mocking his apparent and very obvious cognitive decline and her sort of supportive role, but in a very mocking way that really shows the disrespect in which our current administration is held, certainly by the Saudis, very likely by many more who see the weakness. And
does that get on there without Saudi government approval?
Oh, no, of course not. No. I think that's probably a very accurate reflection of how MBS and others think about our current administration, which is why they won't take their phone calls, for one thing.
Yeah. Well, but it I think it would also speak to, you know, their concerns relative to the region as a whole, correct? I mean,
certainly.
I know that, but they would have, you know, major concerns about what's going on within the region. The Saudis and Iran, obviously, there's major issues that exist between those two countries. And Iran has made it clear, not only do they want to literally wipe out and destroy Israel, but they intend to overrun the Saudi Arabia as well. And you know, these are some very dangerous times that we're living in. Claire, thank you for being here. I know you always bring us such great information. Look forward to having you back again with us coming
thank
up
you.
In 2 weeks.
Thank you very much.
And Rick, I'll be talking to you on Monday. I'm sure we'll have plenty to discuss. We'll be back with you again tomorrow, folks. God bless you. And remember, at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your... At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you and God bless America.
Please tell me, apparently one of the whistleblowers is brave enough to come forward and give a name, or I would not have allowed you to come.
Yes, Senator. So we've got three whistleblowers who have given me permission at this point to share their name. Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Teresa Long, D-O-M-P-H, Dr. Samuel Sigloff, and Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Peter Chambers, DO and Flight Surgeon. All three have given me this data. I have declarations from all three. This data is under penalty. This is under penalty of perjury. We intend to submit this to the courts. We have substantial data showing that we saw, for example, miscarriages increased by 300% over the five-year average, almost. We saw almost 300% increase in cancer over the five-year average. Cancer is not being talked about except for by Dr. Ryan Cole. Thank you, doctor. We saw, this one's amazing, neurological. So neurological issues which would affect our pilots, over 1,000% increase. 1,000.
Ten times. That's 10 times the rate, and obviously that...
83,000 per year. I'm sorry, 82,000 per year to 863,000 in 1 year. Our soldiers are being experimented on, injured, and sometimes possibly killed. Dr. Corey, thank you so much for your stance on the corruption. That's precisely what it is. They know this. And Senator, when these doctors are attacked, not necessarily the people in this room, I'm not giving names, they call me. I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. Senator, we also have, let me give you this last thing, and then I'll shut up and get out of your way. 9/28/2021, Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist, supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. on that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying, it's a crisis of the unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated. And thank you so much, Senator, for having the courage to stand against these special interests.
So,